Federal courts have told the EPA that the agency should regulate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act. The EPA has just released a broad plan to issue final standards for emissions from fossil-fueled power plants and petroleum refineries by 2012. The EPA's Gina McCarthy promises a flexible approach that will use a lot of input from businesses, states, and others. She says her agency is not trying to have power plants and refineries trigger layoffs at other firms.
Both of these sectors will be asked to make investments in their facilities, which we believe will not only sustain jobs in the U.S., but actually grow jobs in the U.S. They will be making investments in new control technologies.
McCarthy says the refineries and power plants probably won't make any improvements for about 5 years, but she contends the EPA is still making progress on reducing pollution that harms human health and contributes to climate change. Wisconsin's largest utility, We Energies, says it plans to attend EPA listening sessions next year. Spokesman Barry McNulty says his company is looking for balance.
We need to make sure that there is the appropriate balance to remain affordable for our customers.
The EPA's plan could unravel if some manufacturers and conservative think tanks succeed in getting the new Congress to block the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.